That's great stuff, Cathy. Thank you for that. Let's hear now from somebody who's written a new book all about Norwich City. And I thought it was pertinent. If anyone is feeling a little bit down about Norwich not doing so well in the Premier League, we all need a bit of a lift. Peter Rogers has brought out a book all about Norwich City's 10 promotion seasons. There have been 10 promotion seasons since the Second World War. And he has gone through each of them, spoken to some of the stars of those teams, and listed all the players who have featured in promotions. And you'll hear the interview in a moment, but talking to Pete, one of the amazing things is, and Rob, we talk, when Norwich go up, we remember those seasons forever, don't we? Those are great seasons, and you think about, oh, they are the most memorable experiences almost as Norwich fans when you achieve something. And yet you look at some of our greatest ever players, Brian Gunn, Ian Crook, Chris Sutton, they're not in the book because they've never been part of a promotion team.
There'd probably be some lesser names that did, which is why it's interesting.
Simon Whaley's in the book.
Yep, there you go.
Brian Gunn isn't.
Yeah. Says it all.
It's like stickers, isn't it?
Stickers. So you're looking at some of Norwich City's greatest ever players and some of their most memorable
and
ever
Simon
seasons.
Whaley,
and they don't coincide. It's brilliant, isn't it? Anyway, I had a chat with Pete Rogers earlier on about this new book all about Norwich City's promotion winning seasons, which is available now. And he told me where he got the idea from.
Well, I certainly had the idea for the book, Chris, a long way before last season's excellent season that we all enjoyed. I guess it was probably during the season we were in the Premier League under Alex Neil that I sort of got that feeling that perhaps, you know, your promotion seasons are your best seasons. You know, the fun seems to be the journey in getting there rather than being there. So at the time, we were probably losing, you know, on a regular basis, on the verge of being relegated. And I was thinking that nothing this season, you know, has compared to Wembley. You know, at Wembley, we all celebrated winning and going up to the Premier League. But actually, that really was the top of the mountain then, wasn't it? Being at Wembley, winning the game 2-0, seeing Russell Martin lead the team up the steps and get the trophy, that bettered anything that really followed.
And I think the same is true again now, isn't it? Because no matter what happens with Norwich in the Premier League this season, we'll never forget last season and how unexpected it was and everything that went with it.
That's right. I mean, last season was, as you say, a very, very unexpected promotion, and one that sort of, you know, from what happened under Daniel Farke's first season in charge, I don't think anyone sort of saw that coming. So that was a real, real pleasant surprise, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it is that makes those seasons particularly special?
I suppose, you know, when you support a provincial club, if that's the right word, in Norwich City, you know, we're not Manchester United or Liverpool or, you know, Chelsea or Man City in the current era, who are at Wembley every 5 minutes for cup finals and semi-finals and winning Premier Leagues and all this type of thing. So any bit of success that we get is enjoyable, you know. And I think from a player's point of view as well, I know Nigel Worthington mentions it in the foreword for the book. He says that, you know, what the players really like is the fact that they will go up a level to test themselves at the next level, and that's what players will always want. But I think from a fan's point of view, yes, it's, you know, if you can be promoted as the champions as well, you are the best in your division. You can't do any better than being the best in your sort of peer group, can you?
Yeah, it's a discussion we've had on the scrimmage a lot in years gone by about whether it's more fun to be in the Championship because you win more, or whether of course you want to be in the Premier League. But I've always thought that the reason Championship promotion feels so good is because the Premier League is at the end of it. It wouldn't quite be the same if you didn't get to go up, would it?
Well, there's a school of thought that some will say, well, let's get promoted from the Championship, take the money and stay here, you know, and win it again, sort of thing. But no, I think, you know, as you say, there is something special about being in the Premier League, the thought of it all, but then sometimes the reality kicks in, doesn't it? And you're not winning games so often, you're not seeing the team score as many goals, etc. And, you know, for a club of Norwich's size, as we're seeing at the moment, it is extremely hard to compete financially and then subsequently out on the pitch.
Yeah, are you finding that a bit this season as a fan? Is it starting to feel like a bit of a slog?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, obviously, we had the huge highlight of the home wins against Newcastle, you know, the Pookie hat-trick, which grabbed all the headlines for the player and the club, etc. And then, obviously, the Manchester City game. But then we've had a real sort of sucker punch with the trips to Palace, Burnley, and then, obviously, the Aston Villa game fairly recently.
Looking at it, though, you've actually had a lot of seasons to choose from, haven't you? Because the good thing about being a yo-yo club, if you like, and having a few relegations on the CV is you get the chance to come back. So Norwich have been promoted 10 times since the war.
That's correct, yeah. First time in 59-60. That was basically the 58-59 cup run team kind of put their disappointment of not making the FA Cup final behind them. They introduced one or two new faces and then got promoted from the third division to the second division in 59-60, and Bill Punton tells that story nicely for us in the book here. And then you move on to the the ones in the 70s, and I think still the 71-72 promotion, although it was just before my time, is one, if you speak to people from that era, is that they still say that is the one, the time that we made it up to the top flight for the very first time.
You mentioned a couple of names already. Who else have you spoken to?
Obviously spoken to Bill, as we mentioned, and then David Cross for the 71-72 promotion. He came in from Rochdale during that season and played a pivotal part in that success. Dave Stringer from the 74-75 season. Then moving on to the 80s, you've got Mark Barham and Kevin Drinkle from those two promotions under Ken Brown. And then on to Ewan Roberts, which obviously turned out to be his final season when we went up under Nigel Worthington. Then obviously you've got the two back-to-back Lambert ones, which are conversations and interviews with Simon Lappin and Andrew Crofts, and then Russell Martin for the Wembley one.
Excellent. It's great, isn't it? These people that emerge during promotion seasons. You mentioned Ewan Roberts there. He was a big figure for Norwich City for so many years. He got them promoted, but never actually played in the top flight. It can be a real mixed blessing going up, can't it? Because the squads always change.
It can. Yeah, it's quite strange. I've done the review of each season, and then there's an A to Z listing of all the players who've played across any of those 10 seasons who've stepped onto the pitch in one of those promotion winning league fixtures. Yeah, and it is quite strange, obviously, in that A to Z section, there's people like Felix Paslak and Paul Clayton in there who aren't sort of household names, yet Brian Gunn, Robert Fleck and Ian Crook, etc., three great Canary legends aren't in the book, because obviously we were always in the sort of top flight when they were here, or when we did go down, they weren't able to get us back up again.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You've got some great Norwich names, you mentioned some there, who were never actually involved in a promotion-winning team.
No, it's quite strange. Yeah, I mean, Chris Sutton is another one, isn't he? A great striker and friend of the show, as they say. And but obviously he was all, we were always in the top division when he was here.
But if you could live through just one of these seasons again for promotion, which one would it be?
I think for me personally, it would be the 03-04 season when we obviously saw a lot of change at the club. Obviously, I was working there full time, doing the programme, etc. But we saw the emergence of the new South Stand, didn't we? We saw the triple loan signing and how that totally transformed our season with Harper, Huckabee and Crouch coming in, etc. And then I think one of the most sort of quite unforgettable moments was that Boxing Day against Nottingham Forest when Darren Huckabee was unveiled as a full-time Canary. I think that was the day we got promoted that year, because providing, dare I say it, in the current climate, he stayed fit, which we struggle to get players to do at the moment. But if he stayed fit, I think he was just simply too good for that division, and he was our key to promotion, wasn't he?
And of course at that point, it had been the best part of a decade since Norwich had been in the Premier League. Now we've had so many promotions over the last 10 years. Do you think we sort of take them for granted a bit now? We don't realise what an achievement it is.
I think you're right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the fact that as you say, we had a long spell out, and we had the dreaded on loan to the Ensley t-shirts in 95-96, which were a rather ill-fated production, and we stayed down for a long period of time. It's obviously great to be back there now and to have had the celebrations we've had and the success we've had in the interim period. I think you mentioned earlier about, do fans enjoy being in the Championship or even that one season in League One? I think the reason we look back on League One with such happiness and fondness is the fact that we were there just for one season and we got up as champions. I think if we'd have been sitting there for five or six seasons and going to the Yeovils and the Stockports this world, the novelty of it might have worn off slightly.
Pete Rogers.
What's wrong with Stockport? Come on now.
Pete Rogers, who has written that book, and if you want to get it, he says Gerald's, Waterstones, WH Smith's, usual sort of places, the top online retailers as well. He says he can sell you a copy personally as well if you get in touch with him.
Find him.
His email.
Will he sign it?
Of course he will.
A rare unsigned copy.
Peter Rogers 73 at yahoo.co.uk.